Say after me, 1, 2, 3, get your vitamin D. Say after me, 1, 2, 3, get your vitamin D.
Hello, my name's Lindsay.
And I'm Melissa.
And we're both registered dietitians and co-founders of Food Talk, a not-for-profit organisation which specialises in the delivery of paediatric nutrition interventions in the community. One of our first projects has been to develop a training programme for early years staff around the importance of vitamin D. Few toddlers will meet their vitamin D requirements through diet alone, and with increased rise of sun cream and less time spent outdoors reducing exposure to the sun, vitamin D deficiency is on the rise. As well as rickets and osteomalacia, vitamin D deficiency has been implicated in type 1 and type 2 diabetes, heart disease, dementia, allergy, certain cancers and multiple sclerosis. Vitamin D deficiency can occur at any time in a person's life, but particularly during periods of rapid growth such as childhood and pregnancy. 25% of women of childbearing age are thought to have low vitamin D levels, and as many as 50% of pregnant women with dark pigmented skins have low vitamin D levels. This has a knock-on effect to their babies who may be born with a vitamin D deficiency. Food Talk was awarded a grant to design an intervention aimed at raising the awareness of vitamin D and chose the London Borough of Croydon to deliver the training. The decision to choose Croydon was based on a consultation we did with early years staff, which showed that knowledge of vitamin D and confidence about talking to families about vitamin D was really low. Croydon also reports are higher than the London average for certain risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, and a recent study showed 88% of 6,000 Croydon inhabitants tested had insufficient vitamin D levels. There is currently also a very low uptake of Healthy Start vitamins in the borough, with only 3.5% of those who are eligible for the vitamins actually taking them. To date, almost 80% of our target, 100 frontline staff, have attended our 2.5-hour workshop, and feedback has been extremely positive. During the training, as well as challenging the misconception that all infants and toddlers, pregnant and breastfeeding women, meet their vitamin D requirements through diet and sunshine alone, delegates complete an action plan for delivering a vitamin D intervention within their centres, with the aim being to raise awareness of vitamin drops for these groups and therefore prevent vitamin D deficiency. To support staff, Food Talk also created a song and a story highlighting the key messages to prevent deficiency.
Sun cream free sunshine.
Thanks, Mel. during the summer months, and include foods which are a useful source of vitamin D, such as oily fish and eggs, and the need for vitamin drops in the under fives, pregnant and breastfeeding women.
Whilst every centre trained achieved all or most of their action plans, one centre stood out as going above and beyond. In addition to doing some great work in the centre, such as developing pamphlets, notice boards and information for families, the centre manager went one step above to look at ways of tackling one of the biggest barriers to Healthy Start uptake, access. She thought, wouldn't it be great if we could talk to families about vitamin D in the centre and then give them their vitamins right here? And instead of just wishing this was so, she approached public health about becoming a Healthy Start vitamin distribution point. On the back of this, Croydon is now starting a scheme to pilot Healthy Start vitamin distribution in their children's centres. This is a huge step forward in improving Healthy Start uptake in the borough, and additionally, Healthy Start and vitamin D has been added to the borough-wide childhood poverty strategy, ensuring children most at need have access to Healthy Start vitamins. When I went to talk to Liz, the centre manager, at her three-month review, she told me, to be honest, when I was told I had to sit through 3 hours on vitamin D, I thought, oh man, how boring. But I can't believe how much I learned and how much I enjoyed it. I just feel like there's so much work to be done in this area and want to get the word out about vitamin D.
Say after me, 1, 2, 3, get your vitamin D. Say after me, 1, 2, 3, get your vitamin D.
Thank you.